Rochelle Walensky is an actual doctor. She went to Harvard. She's the director, in fact, of the CDC. Listen carefully as Rochelle Walensky tells you that COVID is killing twice as many children as influenza does.
I think it's really important for people to understand that this is not a benign disease in kids compared to other diseases that our kids see. So if you look at the mortality rate of COVID just this past year for children, it's more than twice the mortality rate that we see in influenza in a given year.
The guy called Phil Kirpin, who's a columnist and good at math, he decided to check the CDC numbers on what the CDC director just claimed on CNN. He found that the director of the CDC has no idea what she's talking about. So here are the actual numbers from the CDC website. Influenza has killed far more children than COVID has in each of the past 5 years. In fact, it's not even close. And all of that is assuming that the CDC's numbers on underage deaths from COVID are accurate. And it looks like they're not. In a recent report, the CDC itself acknowledges it could be vastly overreporting the number of children who have died from COVID. But for children under the age of 18, over 35% of children who died from COVID had what the CDC called a, quote, unrelated medical condition. In other words, more than a third of children who were listed on the official records as dying from COVID had a comorbidity that the CDC assures us cannot possibly be related to COVID. But it appears upon closer examination that the comorbidities might in fact be related to the deaths of those children. Why are we getting so precise about these numbers? Because these numbers are being used to justify putting a mask on your third grader for an entire freaking year at school. Joseph Allen is a scientist who works on the Lancet's COVID committee. He found that, quote, three major studies over the past year all found the risk of death to be in the range of 1 in 100,000 to 1 in 1 million. Hospitalization rates for school-aged children younger than 12, the group that can't get vaccinated yet, hovered around 3 or 4 per million throughout the pandemic. Those are extremely low numbers, much lower than the CDC director just claimed. Dr. Marty McCary, who works at Johns Hopkins, found a, quote, mortality rate of 0 among children without a pre-existing medical condition such as leukemia. So in the face of those numbers, which they are lying about, based on their own reporting, the director of the CDC just lied about what the numbers are. But based on those numbers, they're saying that kids should be forced to wear masks and take the COVID vaccine.
I don't want to leave this loose end about children.
Okay. Good.
So Pfizer, on May 27th, published in the New England Journal of Medicine the data on children ages 12 to 15, prospective randomized trial, 2,300 kids, vaccinated, 2-to-1 randomization. The vaccine prevented 18 cases of the sniffles. That's it. I mean, just a little runny nose. That's all it did. 60 to 80% of the kids developed sky-high fever, sometimes to 40 degrees. They had 20 to 30% of them were out of school. Muscle aches, body aches all over. God knows how many had influenced their heart. It was a bust. And you know what the conclusion was? Vaccinate the kids. Do you know the FDA had approved the vaccine before the data even came out? They approved it on May 10th before the safety data was out on May 27th. So that's an act of regulatory malfeasance. Something is really off the wall here, and there is an unbelievable train of aim on the children for no reason.